You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at Village Green Festival. And joining me right now, fresh from the stage and saying hi to all their adoring fans. One person just walked past and recognised him. It is Hilo. Good afternoon, gents.
Hello, hello Nick. Hello. You all right?
Yes, we're good. So, you were just on the Idea 13 stage a moment ago. Was it good fun?
It's rather hot. But no, it was very enjoyable. Yeah, very, very hot and sweaty. Enjoyed it. It was absolutely brilliant. Loved it.
Good stuff. Now, I'd ask about kind of your origins and stuff, but we are kind of going back a long time if we talked about that, did we?
Mr. Time.
yeah, it's a very long, long way back. We need Doc Brown to do that, didn't we?
It would be like the... No, the scrolling at the beginning of Star Wars. You need one of them.
Yeah. Long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Yeah, but you haven't been going as Hilo quite as long as that, have you?
No, it's 2012, since August 2012, yeah. That's when we started it. But yeah, we've been doing projects for a long time, haven't we? Yeah. About 8-9 years.
Okay. Yeah, known each other a long time now. Yeah.
Scary stuff, isn't it?
It is very scary stuff.
It's scary. That's why I've got so much grey hair, I think. Because of Steve and the amount he makes me learn.
I joined the band last year and my hair fell out. I had a full head of wavy blonde hair. It's like a Timothy advert and then it didn't.
It looked like Thor, didn't it?
I was like, yeah.
Rightio. And now, amazingly, there are still some people who are not familiar with Hilo's music. They should be ashamed of themselves, I know. But how would you describe your sound to them?
Fuzzy, alternative, grunge, noise. Yeah, just everything you loved about the 90s, you'll love about us.
What particular part of the 90s are your main influences?
Definitely the grunge phase. Yeah, that's it, just the grunge, really, wasn't it? Yeah. It's all about us.
Exactly. Yep, Foo Fighters, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Sugar, Bob Mould. Yeah, Dinosaur Jr.
Pumpkins.
Yeah, all of that.
I love how you're keeping the spirit of grunge alive.
Someone's got it.
Indeed, someone...
It's working, it's doing it.
Billy Corgan can't do it anymore, so someone's got to.
Very true. So, what material have you got available at the moment that people can get their hands on?
2 4-track EPs. You've got the Ray Gun EP, the 40 EP, which is now being re-released as a part of the Indiegogo project, which Stereo Records are putting together for us, basically to get a single from our new album onto a vinyl. Piece of vinyl.
Yeah. We are old.
Yes, indeed. You've made it when you go in vinyl, I think.
It's not a trendy thing, it's just our age.
Yeah.
And tell us about some of the events that you've got coming up, because there's some quite exciting ones.
We're doing, next week, we're doing the Danfest charity Aldera at the Crooked Billet, the 18th of July. Then after that, we're at Asylum in Chelmsford for the In Stereo Nights. Which is Luke Gamblin's playing and the Deniers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. And finally, where's the place that people can go to find out more about you online?
It goes straight to our website, really, which is www.wearehilo.co.uk, and everything's there from there.
Righto. Well, thanks for chatting to us today, gents. I hope the sweat wears off, or maybe it shouldn't.
I'm going to go and have a bath now, team bath.
Team bath.
Sounds like a plan. Right, well, enjoy the rest of your day, gents, and thanks for chatting to us.
Cheers, Nick. Cheers, bye.